story, and in response to be the curious, to be eager to know, to learn more. And this time I want us just to think for a few minutes about the part of the Bible that the girls just read for us from Matthew chapter 2, and to see the curious firstly in terms of the where, the location, where all this is taking place. Secondly, to see the curious in the who we're told the child, the baby is. And thirdly, to see the curious in the what the response to all this is. So come with me as we step into the story and meet the Magi, Herod, and the religious leaders, and see the curious in this first Christmas, where, who, and what. And at the end, to be encouraged to be curious ourselves. So firstly, have a think about how curious the where is, the location, where all this is taking place. We know from earlier tonight that the where, it's Bethlehem. And Matthew, he tells us that from the very beginning here, doesn't he? From verse number 1. But check out what happens with these funny sounding guys called the Magi. No, they're not the famous makers of 2-minute noodles. They're probably wise men, astrologers. But check out where they go. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. Dang that GPS! Stuff things up again! Well, no. The Magi, they're just making their way to where they'd expect the King of the Jews to be born, to Jerusalem. Curious thing is, though, he's not there. So they've got a where question, verse number 2. The Magi ask, where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? And they're not the only ones curious about the location, the where. These Magi showing up, it disturbs and unsettles King Herod and the rest of Jerusalem as well. And so verse number 4, when Herod had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. King Herod, he also wants to know the location, the where. Well, finally, those in the story, the Magi, King Herod, they get their answer. But even then, there's still something curious about the where, about the location of all this. Have a look at what the chief priests and the teachers of the law, what these religious leaders say, verse number 5. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. By saying by no means least, we're tipped off to the fact that apart from a couple of VIPs being born there, Bethlehem, it could well have been considered the least. On the surface of things, it's a place of little importance. We don't sing, O little town of Bethlehem, for no reason. So the where, the location, where this first Christmas takes place, Bethlehem, that's curious. We're to see the curious here. Secondly, I want us to see the curious in the who. Who this child, this baby that's been born in the curious location of Bethlehem, who he is. And so have a think about how the Magi, these wise men, describe this one who's been born. Verse number 2 again, they ask, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? Herod had been made king by the Romans. But here is news of one who has been born, not born to be king, notice, but born King of the Jews. He is the king from birth. As we've sung already, here is Christ the newborn king, the one who truly is Lord at thy birth. Notice what else the Magi say here. End of verse number 2. We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. We saw his star? I don't know what happened at your birth. And people do celebrate births in some interesting ways, but who gets astronomy on board? That's curious, isn't it? His star. How does King Herod refer to this one who's been born? Have a look at verse number 4 again. When he, King Herod, had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. The Messiah, as we saw earlier from Luke chapter 2, is God's long-promised forever king. He's turned up. He's on the scene. And you can bet King Herod is more than a little curious to see what's going on. And then how do these chief priests and teachers of the law, these religious leaders, how do they describe this one who's been born? Well, their answer to Herod contains a promise from an Old Testament book called Micah, something written 700 years before. See the end of verse number 6. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. People have been waiting 7 centuries, and here he is, the fulfillment, the answer to that promise. Here is the leader we all want and that we all need, a ruler who, as he grows up, will rule by serving. That'd be different, wouldn't it? And serving all the way to his death. A shepherd who, in the end, lays down his life for his sheep. Can you see the curious in all this? Massive claims about who this child is. I want us to finish by seeing the curious in the what here. What the response is to all this. Because the more I see the curious here in terms of the where, Bethlehem, and in terms of the who, the child who is this long-promised king, this ruler, shepherd, who even gets stars to celebrate his birth, the more I see the curious in what the response is to him here. Take Herod, for example. What's his response? He does the right things. He says the right things. See verse number 8. He tells the Magi to go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child and report back so that I too may go and worship him. But actually, if you read on in the story, you see underneath, for all his appearances, he's actually hostile to this child. He doesn't want to worship him. He wants to kill him. He rejects Jesus. Because deep down, despite who Jesus is, he wants to stay the ruler, the boss. I wonder if that describes your response to Jesus. Or how about the religious leaders, these chief priests and teachers of the law? See the curious in what their response is too. They've got the knowledge about who this one is. And who he is amazing. They know that. But they're apathetic, aren't they? By the end of our reading here, they've dropped out of the picture altogether. It would seem they haven't even been bothered to go to Bethlehem to check things out, to find out more. I wonder if you might be a bit like that. Know a bit about the Christmas story. Know about Jesus. But indifferent, uninterested in finding out more. Curiously then, it's not the religious leaders, it's not King Herod, it's the Magi, these wise men who are put forward as a model for us. Their response ought to be what our response is. They don't know much. At first they're just going off a star. And yet they're curious, aren't they? See the curious and be the curious. They realize they are far off, and yet they follow the star and come to Jesus. And that's the invitation to you this Christmas, to come to Jesus. And just like the shepherds found, just like the Magi found, you too will find there's great reward in being curious. Because no one who truly comes to this Jesus is ever the same again. You too will be overjoyed. Give your gifts to him and worship him. Well, again, let's join with our musos for a series of carols that help us to think a bit more about what we've been reading and thinking about.